podcast, we're going to be talking about NFTs in the future of the future. We're talking about the future of digital versus physical artwork. What is the future, you know? Obviously, you know, every artist has a lot of artwork that, you know, literally can't be sold, you know, while you're in the process of building, you know, an art empire. Some art pieces just don't get sold. They just ain't all that hot. It's just what it is. So, you know, it's just sitting there collecting dust and everything else. So what is, you know, there's a, there's a famous artist that has a collection of what's called NFTs, non-fungible tokens. And NFTs may outlast physical art galleries, according to famed British artist Damien Hirst. So he's just going on to talk about how, you know, the NFTs could, you know, for people who don't understand it, you know, you have the digital currencies that are not really attractive to people. It's like what he was talking about is just how, you know, the digital currencies are not, people who like digital currencies don't like physical currencies, and then people who like physical don't like digital. So it's kind of creating a great divide right now. The only thing is, like, many of the fiat currencies are not, aren't backed by anything, so they're really just valuable if the people put value onto them. You know, so a lot of people are moving into the digital currency space just to protect their purchasing power in central banking. But then there's people who say, you know what, that's fine for fiat currencies. Let me just buy my physical silver or gold, you know. Or let me get my land going and grow food. And I can use that, always use that as value. Because when you think about it, when we talk about money, you know, you pay your bills, you pay your car note bill so you can get into, you pay your car note bill so you can keep your car, you pay your food bill so you can, you know, you pay your grocery bill so you can keep good groceries around and not be, you know, not be hungry. So the end goal, you know, food and land is always going to have value, of course. Gold and silver are always going to preserve value, and other natural resources like water as well. You own water wells. You know, that could be your investment, is water wells to protect against inflation, you know, or if, you know, there's a power grid issue. So all these things are something to think about. And I say, as an artist, it's good to be involved in terms of futuristic thinking. I think it's good to be involved in, like, both the physical aspect and the digital aspects of art. I've always kind of liked the physical over the digital. I'm just more impressed by it. It's real. You know, you can touch it and feel it. You know, usually when I see an art piece on a wall, I'll look up at it and I'll say, this art piece is... I look at this art piece, I'm like, this art piece is, you know, something that is, I can touch and feel. So I'll go up to it and kind of feel on it. So one of the key points of this article is just saying, you look at what's happening in NFTs and you can kind of see galleries disappearing before you see the NFTs disappearing, according to Damien Hirst. Which makes sense that there's more pandemic and outbreaks. People aren't going to be so quick to want to go to galleries or art shows. You know, if the people allow more lockdowns and everything else. Hirst appears on Squawk Box to discuss the NFT collected called The Currency. So he just goes on to talk about that in there. And he thinks the galleries could disappear. You know, it's hard to argue against the galleries disappearing because, once again, you know, what other restrictions or lockdowns could come our way in the future that's unforeseen? You know, they keep talking about these variants, you know, so, you know, who knows what could happen with that. But yeah, I believe, as an artist, personally speaking, I think it's good to be versed in both digital and physical. I do like digital in terms of being able to go back and change things or easily be able to transport it. You know, if I have an art show and let's say I'm at an art show and somebody places it, I have a digital painting. And let's say I don't have a physical painting of that art piece. I just have the digital. What I could do, you know, what you could do in the future is say, you know, have people come to, let's say people, you know, look at your image online, and then, you know, the original painting was done digitally as well. So all they have to do is place the order, and they get sent a print if they want the physical. If they want the digital, you know, you could just send them the digital version, you know, on your computer. That's the original digital version, you know. It's an interesting concept. From what I understand about NFTs, the little that I understand about them is that they're kind of placed in Ethereum, right? So the value of them is in Ethereum. So if the current fiat currencies continue to depreciate, you know, your art piece is definitely going to appreciate in value in relation to the, you know, the crypto currency marketplace. And of course, this craze took off earlier this year, coinciding with the surging interest in value of cryptocurrencies. So they're both based off of blockchain networks. So it'll be interesting to see. Once again,